Ali Frazier, Tyson Holyfield, heck, even Rocky Balboa against Apollo Creed. While boxing has been overtaken by MMA fighting in recent years, the history of boxing has given us some dandy toe-to-toe heavyweight fights. Bowling Green, the cream of the crop in the WCHA. Right before break, swept Minnesota State. Bemidji State last weekend gave them everything they had.
Last two periods, we were the better team. I mean, their kid made some big-time saves. We had some good looks in the third. We couldn't ask for anything more, and hats off to their goaltender.
I guess it's only fitting that the series did end up in a split, but aside from the first 10 minutes in Game 2, Bemidji State was the better team a week ago.
Well, I thought we took a lot of good steps in certain areas. They're obviously a really good team, showed by their record and their ranking, and going into their barn, being able to get a win, and play well Saturday night or Friday night as well, I think that was huge.
Justin Beaudry, while certainly staying true to his defensive form, has gotten a lot more offensive as of late. He scored twice last weekend.
Back up top, Miller. Miller's shot trickles just wide. Picked up now by the Beavers. Beaudry, they score! Justin Beaudry was sitting on the left side post, and he stuffs it into the short side.
Since realignment, the top of the WCHA probably has never been this good. Well, when you look at the Nanooks from Alaska Fairbanks, first half of the season hasn't been that good. Winless in their first 10, they're certainly playing a lot better as of late.
Yeah, they're a team we haven't seen this year. New coaching staff, they're a team that has very good pace. They got really good pace, they got good speed, they're physical.
The Beavers went toe-to-toe with Bowling Green a week ago. Next week, they look forward to playing outdoors, part of Hockey Day in Minnesota. Their focus, though, this weekend, putting the Nanooks behind them in the rearview mirror.
Back home after that two-week road trip, I think a lot of the boys are happy to be back, and they're, you're back home again. So I think a lot of guys are re-energized again.
Every game is tight in the WCHA. I wouldn't expect anything different tonight. Beavers, Nanooks. Pregame next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.